When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The all-new Sports Cage. Text 306-936-6262. 620 CKRM.
We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the University of Saskatchewan Huskies, Scott Flory. Coach, first and foremost, I know this is a huge week for your program with the Dogs Breakfast and spring camp. Have you settled in, or are you just running around?
Oh, just running around. That's part of this, the whole lead up and the weekend and just everything that goes into our spring ball, culminating with the spring camp weekend with Dogs Breakfast and everything. It's busy, but it's great.
Well, for folks that don't know, about a couple thousand of your closest friends are going to join you for breakfast here at Prairieland Park tomorrow morning. Break bread and raise some valuable money for your student athletes. How would you explain the Dogs Breakfast to a new recruit? Because I know that you're very proud of it.
Yeah, I don't know if you can quite put it into words, to be honest with you. I try to paint the picture of a jam-packed park, Prairieland Park, with the lights and the stage and Glenn Suter. And then having a speaker like Sean Payton be there and be a part of it, a head coach in the NFL, I think you just got to experience it. That's going to be a phenomenal morning.
How much are you going to soak in Sean Payton?
Yeah, I fortunately get to spend some time even, at the Legends. There's a Legends reception here the night before, and then tomorrow morning, just being around and just, I don't know what one-off kind of coaching questions I can ask or I'm going to have time to, but just to be in his presence and just kind of see how he operates, I think that's just going to be, that'll be a cherry on the cake enough for me.
Now, also, it is about your student athletes, though, because this is a gigantic fundraiser and an opportunity to help ease their financial burden, because the price of tuition and books isn't going down.
No, that's for sure. So, yeah, absolutely. Every dollar raised here at the Dogs Breakfast goes towards scholarships for our student athletes. So, I mean, you know, we require a lot of them. It's not easy. Football's a double full-time job on top of a full-time job of being a student, a full-time student. So, this breakfast is multifaceted, but at the end of it, its core, at its heart, it's to raise money for scholarships for our student athletes.
Head coach Scott Flory is our guest, and getting set up for the Dogs Breakfast, Sean Payton is the guest tomorrow. But you look back at the Dogs Breakfast over the years, you've had some incredible guests. I'm not going to make you pick a favorite, but boy, that's a pretty impressive list, huh?
It really is, and it seems to be getting bigger and better every single year, which is what we want to do, I guess, as a program. But this one is kind of special as a head coach to get a current NFL head coach, Super Bowl champion, is pretty remarkable. So I think this is going to be a fantastic morning, put it to you that way.
All right, big night for your program last night in the Canadian football draft. First and foremost, I'll kind of go through some of the picks, and starting in round number 2, maybe a surprise to some. I think anyone that was fortunate enough, like myself, to see him play is not surprised at all, but Nick Weeb goes round 2, number 12, to the Saskatchewan Roughriders. What can you say about the guy that came to your program and has really given his all?
Yeah, the Riders, they've got some great management guys there, and I'm not saying that lightly. They really do that. I have a ton of respect for with Jeremy O'Day and Kyle Carson and crew. But they did right, in my opinion. Nick's he's an outstanding young man, and he's a heck of a football player. He's a special athlete, and I know culturally he'll fit right into the locker room, and he doesn't have to travel far. He knows he's gotten to know Saskatchewan here over these last 3 years, so he's a great pick, and he's going to be a great addition to that football club.
Obviously, last season didn't end the way that Nick wanted it to, having to be helped off the field at the University of Alberta, but is he intangible for Nick, maybe his leadership qualities as well?
Oh, for sure. That's a part of it. He was a leader here in our football club. I will say this about Nick, though. I mean, if it's a 10-month timeline, to get healthy, he's going to do it in six. And that's just his attitude. And that's what he's been doing all off season. So he'll be back real soon. And I know that the Rider fans will come to know his name in short order.
I know that you're very proud of the coaching staff that you've been able to assemble, many of which volunteer hundreds of hours of times. But, boy, I tell you, your defensive line coach should get a raise or something, because George Idoko, picked in the third round, becomes the latest defensive lineman from the Huskies to be selected in the Canadian Football League draft. First, tell me a little bit about George and then about the staff that get him ready to go pro.
Yeah, you know, you look at George and his evolution, he kind of fell in our lap a little bit. He was a recruit out of St. Francis in Calgary. He ended up staying in Calgary to start, and then school-wise, academically, he got into the engineering program here at the U of S, and it was a family decision. He came out here, and all of a sudden, he's part of our football team, and couldn't be more happy, more proud of him. The amount of work, he absolutely bought into the strength conditioning. He's transformed his body, and he's become an elite player in our conference and nationwide, so he deserves all the accolades. And On the defensive side, with that, I think you got to look at number one as our defense coordinator, Warren Muzyka, and then number two for him is strength and conditioning, and Joel Lipinski is getting him physically ready to play.
Round seven, John Curtis, an offensive lineman from Saskatchewan, goes to Hamilton. What's new? A Saskatchewan Husky offensive lineman gets recognized. Obviously, there's the legacy that you and others before you have established in developing offensive linemen, but tell me a little bit about John. He wasn't with the program long.
Yeah, no, John, he's still got a year of eligibility left. But we, as I tell all those guys that get drafted, go make that team. And then if not, then you can come back and finish your last year here. So John, he's a Toronto guy. He played down south in the NCAA and wanted to come back to Canada, and is a great fit for our program here. So, we've learned a ton from him. I hope he's learned from us, and he's going to show well there in Hamilton.
Of course, this Dogs Breakfast, not only is it a great big fundraiser, it's also an opportunity to welcome new recruits to the program. And I know that recruiting is a heck of a job and a heck of a task, but when a player commits to the University of Saskatchewan, they're committing to a lot of things, of course, athletically, academically, and more. You get to introduce those recruits tomorrow, Scott Flory. Who are we going to be excited to see walk across the stage?
Well, hopefully all of them, I think. but yeah, there is some. This is one of those recruiting classes that I think that we'll take a crystal ball and look back on and be could be a major, major impact on the program. Every year, there's always going to be guys that come out of the woodwork or and whatnot. But there's some elite local within the province talent. You know, we got a running back out of Moose Jaw and Javen Boynton. We got a linebacker out of Regina and Jacob Goldstone. We got a defensive lineman out of Yorkton and Hayden Russell. We got a receiver out of Saskatoon or LaRange and Tyrell Moore. So there's a ton of talent here locally in and around the province. We got some great kids out of Calgary and out of Winnipeg. So we're really excited for this recruiting class.
Before we let you go, Coach Flory, want to ask quickly about the talent in Saskatchewan, because football Sask, there's the minor football programs in the big cities as well as in the rural communities who are playing six man, so on and so forth. Where do you see the strength of Saskatchewan football being right now?
You know, I think like there's always been a strong culture around the sport of football within this province, right? It matters. It means something. Every program from six man to nine man, and every small town, in every big city and every community in this province, there's a culture of strong football, and there's a commitment to coaching and to being tough and gritty and coachable and smart and all those good things. What I'm starting to see more of a evolution maybe I'm just a benefactor of it it's always been along the line of scrimmage, but I think we're starting to see those skill positions really grow and come to the forefront, where we're seeing those receivers, those DBs, those linebackers and running backs, where it's not just on the line of scrimmage play, but us developing elite speed and elite route runners and DBs and coverage guys at those other positions as well. And that fully complements us as a football team. And that's really good to see, and it's good growth for us.
Coach Flory, appreciate the time. Enjoy the Dogs Breakfast. Well done on another amazing guest speaker in Sean Payton, and to you and the Husky Football Foundation. Job well done, and we look forward to seeing the results on the field this weekend at spring camp.
Well, thanks, Dave, and to you, congratulations on your new post, and we're going to we're sad to see you not be a part of our program, but man, I wish you all the best. I know you're going to do a phenomenal job.
Head coach of the University of Saskatchewan Huskies, Scott Flory, joining us here in the Sports Cage.